It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You are welcome to the 27th day in the month of June 2024. This is indeed an amazing time to be alive. So I want to welcome you to another day. Like we always do, we start with our gratitude. Just say a word or two to our Lord Jesus Christ. Just appreciate God for his faithfulness over your life and over all that is yours. That includes your family, your body, and everything that he owed there to you. Just tell God how grateful you are this morning. If you're just joining us for the first time, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. And on this very segment, We make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye. We understand the importance of devotion in our day. That is why we do not take this time of the day for granted. And I want to tell you that you are not in the wrong place, because here we get to learn and share the Word of God directly from the heart of our Father. If you're frequent on the show, you know that it's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. So gather the community together, gather your family together, and let us learn the Word of God this morning. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Wallace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Today's topic we'll be looking at: As the Father hath sent me. As the Father hath sent me. Our hymn today we're looking at hymn 4. To the work, we are servants of God. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Psalm 134 to 140, Psalm chapter 134 to chapter 140. A memory verse will be taken from the book of John chapter 20, verse 21. John chapter 20, verse 21. And then said Jesus to them again, Peace unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so sent I you. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of John chapter 14. From verse 10 to 12, John chapter 14, from verse 10 to 12. Are you with your Bibles now? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, looking at today's topic, I am sure you are asking yourself, how did the Father send me? The book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says that Jesus was sent to do good and to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. But then he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power for that assignment. That's why, concerning his ministers, Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49, tarry ye in Jerusalem until thou be endued with power from on high. The condition for being a minister of God according to Acts chapter 6 from verse 1 to 3 is that you must be full of the Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues is good. However, other kinds of evidence must also be there. The book of Acts chapter 6 verse 8 says that Stephen, a man full of the Holy Spirit, performed miracles. We are the miracles that God has performed through you since your baptism in the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 8 verse 5 to 8, Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 to 8, Philip, one of the deacons, went to Samaria and turned a whole city upside down. In Acts chapter 13 from verse 6 to 12, Acts chapter 13 from verse 6 to 12, when Paul was preaching to a governor and a sorcerer was trying to hinder him, Paul, full of the Holy Spirit, moved the mountain out of the way and got his victory by the power of the Holy Spirit. We believers are dealing with a world called the New Age. They are working overtime to win our youth over with magic. And we need to demonstrate greater power to silence them so that the youth do not give in to their devices. This power is available in God for all those who are willing to pay the price. But unfortunately, in a very subtle manner, the devil is pushing the church to lukewarmness. You need to realize that whatever and whenever Jesus thought in a place, the Bible says that the power of God was always present to heal. I have discovered that when we preach about healing, God heals. When we tag a service deliverance night, a lot of demonized people in attendance will get delivered. We choose themes that show God that we are keenly interested in doing his works. It said that he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Luke chapter 3 verse 16. There is a difference between just speaking in tongues and having the fire behind your tongues. When you are baptized by the Holy Spirit and fire, it will be evident. Miracles will happen. Souls will be won and the whole world will bow to our Lord. Seek the fire today. Today's Open Heaven Devotional comes with a prayer point that says, Father, baptize me with your fire. Father, baptize me with your fire. Please pray that prayer right now. Father, baptize me with your fire. If this Open Heaven has blessed you immensely, please kindly share with somebody you might just be saving a soul. You can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. You can view our past and present Open Heaven devotionals. Share with somebody today and be a blessing. Till you hear my voice again, continue to be blessed. Have a lovely day. God bless you.
Thank you.